Hello guys, Liquor and Whores. Shout out to my daughter Madeline on her 12th birthday. Can she get an original fish sandwich? Coach Ted hyping her up on her upcoming soccer season with the NSC Elite. Lots of goals and maybe a few dad jokes for Miles. Thanks guys and keep on rocking. All the best. That from Seth.
Too early to get a fish sandwich.
All right, I'm assuming from what your dad says here that you're scoring goals, which I like to hear. So if you're up front, playing up front, obviously you score goals at will, but don't forget chase, man. You got to chase that ball. That keeper's got it. Pressure him. You know what I'm saying? Make him feel a little nervous. All the good strikers of the world, you always got to chase.
12-year-old, I don't plan this out very well. As far as the jokes, I think these will work.
Oh.
Well, just age appropriate, you know.
Okay.
Careful.
Dad Joke Friday. Sailors are expected to properly cover their belly buttons at all times. Did you guys know that?
No.
It's part of their naval training.
All right.
Where's the worst place to hide in a hospital? The worst place to hide in a hospital.
I don't know.
The ICU. You didn't like them?
The inflection in your voice.
You like that? And I'll do this one your way, Ted. How do you get a pig to the vet?
How?
In a hambalance. Put the Maryland spin on it.
Hambalance.
Ola Michelle, please give a happy birthday and a fish sandwich to Rob, a longtime listener, fan of the Men's Room. Love, Julie and Taylor.
Fish sandwich. Fish sandwich.
Sorry.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
What else we got? Positive Friday, bitches. Want to give a birthday shout out to our longtime friend, Julie, a.k.a. J-Mac. She's brought smiles to everyone she comes across with and is someone we're proud to call our best friend. Have a great birthday.
I bet she
and does. Make your day yours. Lots of love that from Shane and Casey.
Everybody's smiling.
So can I get a you like that?
Send it smile.
Your penis is too small. Andro penis. And the Germans talking about being a pipe layer. Thanks guys, appreciate it. Nina, you like that?
You like that?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, it sounds like you don't need our advice for laying pipe. Apparently, you bring your smiles out just by doing what you do.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I smile when I just put the pipe across the lips.
Yeah, she brings smiles. Mm-hmm.
It always fits.
When the job is complete, yes.
There we go. Sending a special birthday shout-out to my special needs husband, Blake, on his 32nd trip around the sun. You truly surprise me every day, which is very hard to do, in all seriousness. My life will not have meaning without you in it. And I love you, mi amore. Hoping we can get an OG fish sandwich. Your penis is too small. Coach Ted with a pep talk on the struggles and rewards of being a new homeowner. Dirty Germans explain why hand sanitizer should not be used as a personal lubricant. And a couple of dad jokes from Miles. Thank you, fellas. From your very patient wife, Nikki.
Too early to get a fish sandwich.
The penis is too small.
I mean, pretty simple. First of all, congratulations. As Miles said, for years, you own a home, so you're kind of paying yourself back over time. Now, the downside is that you got to fix everything. No, you can't just call the super. It's probably going to cost a little more, but I think the good far outweighs the bad.
Yeah, when it comes to hand sanitizer, obviously you do not use it as a lubricant, but what I have found is that I don't call it hand sanitizer. I call it index finger moisturizer after the fact.
Yeah, hand sanitizer is like other things. So if it gets in your mouth, spit it out.
Yeah.
Dad Joke Friday.
You ever use that hand sanitizer and then touch your lip?
No.
Oh, God, it's awful.
So they don't want you to drink it. Damn it.
No.
Guys, my wife actually never told you this. She divorced me for medical reasons.
Oh, yeah?
She's sick of me. Old MacDonald had a data farm. A-I-A-I-O.
Oh, my God.
And what do you see when the Pillsbury Doughboy bends over?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
No.
Why? Do you know the answer?
Yes.
Well, turn the mic off.
No.
No.
It's pretty good, though.
I know.
I would have used that.
I would have, too. I thought it was pretty good. I thought it got clearance.
I was trying to think if he had a product with crack.
That was my first thought.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Somehow I was stuck on crescent rolls. I don't know why.
And I trust him.
You I don't trust know the why. Pillsbury, too.
Yeah, like if I buy crescent rolls, I always buy Pillsbury.
I trust that little fella.
Guys, please put in a birthday shout out to our son, Brendan. His birthday is today. He's 35 years old. How about green beans? Some dad jokes from Miles. The dirty German's telling him what his evening will be like after fireworks show at the Mariners game. I'll love you that from dad and mom, a.k.a. Charlie and Shelly.
How old is he?
He is 35. Green beans.
Green beans.
Green beans.
What?
Green beans.
Okay.
Green bean.
Yeah.
All right. Brendan, I'm going to give you the rest of my dad jokes for the day. Here we go. It's Dad Joke Friday. What's the difference between my ex and a walrus? What is the difference between my ex and a walrus?
What?
One smells and has a mustache. The other is a walrus.
Oh.
Hold on. A dung beetle walks into a bar and says to the bartender, "Excuse me, is this stool taken?" A guy walks into a bar with a crocodile. He asks the bartender, "Do you serve attorneys?" "Sure we do." He said, "Good. Whiskey for me and an attorney for the crocodile." COVID, AIDS, and the flu walk into the bar. The bartender says, "What is this, a sick joke?" And finally, a dad walks into a bar and stays there my entire childhood.
No. Wow. That got dark.
All right, guys. Here you go. Oh, wait. There's one more. Don't forget that.
Sweet.
I forgot. Those are on text. All of Michelle's, it's my 68th trip around the sun. So can I get green beans, a fish sandwich medley, Leroy Jenkins, and the captain agreeing with me that 68 is great. You guys are the best at from Maine.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Yeah.
Can I get a fillet of fish sandwich? Oh, you know I got
I'll have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll wear a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe
are
some
you sure?
relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich? So you don't want a fish sandwich?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy 68th birthday. Well, I do agree, like they say, 68 is great. 67 is absolute heaven. 66 gets butts that are thick. 65 makes you come alive. 64 gets you the back door. That was my favorite year. 63, you get your drugs for free. 62, that's when you get to shoot the goo, Ted.
Oh.
61 will get you some, but we all know 69, get in line. Crunch berries.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz, a Dirty German's brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. Okay, I think it's time that we go back in time. The last time we played Ted versus the FCC. If we could, let's go back in time.
Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet where he had his duck sicked by a dog.
Three times fast.
Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet where he had his duck sicked by a dog.
One.
Rick Sutter, the horrible duck.
Oh! Okay, let's try it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, here we go. On Ted versus the FCC, round two. Again, this is from Virginia James.
Virginia?
He's from Virginia.
Oh.
He's from Virginia James.
Oh, I'm
probably from Charlottesville. He lives there with a foghorn leg on. In Rhode Island.
Virginia.
In Rhode Island Red. And they ain't racist to nothing.
Die laughing if it's a brother from Hampton Road.
Hey, listen, homie.
From Norfolk.
Okay, round two of Ted versus the FCC goes a little something like this. Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet, where he had his duck sicked by a dog. The way we do Ted versus the FCC, one time through, three times fast.
Contrary to what was reported.
His duck sicked by a dog.
Ugh, this is a crazy duck. All right.
Wow.
Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet, where he had his duck sicked by a dog.
Three times fast.
Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet, where he had his duck sicked by a dog.
One.
Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sicker, took his sick duck to the vet, where he had his duck sicked by a dog.
Two.
Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet, where he had his duck sicked by a dog.
All right, okay, okay, okay.
Let's go.
All right. Look out. Yeah. There you go. Another win in Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to The Men's Room.